Says the prophet Jeremiah in one of the most moving psukim verses in the whole Bible, "Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, So saith the Lord, I remember for you the kindness of your youth, your love for me when you were a young bride, when you went after me in the desert, in a land not sown." Zacharti la chesed nurayich. God says to the Jewish people that God remembers our love and devotion and kindness we had for him in our youth, which of course means our inception as a nation, which is at the exodus from Egypt by Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in what way was our kindness and devotion and love instantiated? Lechta chachrei b'midbar, that we went after God into the desert, into a barren wilderness where there was no 7-Elevens or any kind of, you know, highway rest stops that you could buy like chocolate bars and stuff. We went out into the wilderness without any food, trusting in God. So God says he remembers always achartela chesed nurayich, the love, the devotion of our youth. And of course, on the simple level, this verse is talking about the Jewish people as a whole, as a nation, that we trusted in God as a nation, and we followed him into the desert, into a barren land, putting our trust that he would take care of us. But as always, Chassidus explains that everything is also in an individual level, pertains to each and every one of us. And as the Mittler Rebbe explains in Derech Chaim, that God is saying to each and every one of us all the time, that what he remembers for us most, what God treasures the most, what's most beautiful in Hashem's eyes, where he sees our biggest love and devotion, is Chesed Nurayich Avos Kulasayich, our love as a young bride, our most beautiful devotion is that we do when we first start serving God again. Chesed Nurayich, in the love and the kindness of our youth. And of course, youth doesn't just mean chronologically, because Jewish years are not measured by what it says on your passport or your birth certificate. Youth means nu'rayich, every time you start again. You start serving God again. You begin again. Every time you realize that you fall into a place, you failed, and you've come to a complete shattered state existentially or spiritually or emotionally, you're a mess. Messed up again. And we feel like once again we've fallen into Egypt. And yet once again we go out into the wilderness to serve Hashem. Chesed Nurayich means each time that we again enter the realm of the holy, even though we were propelled or we willingly went into the place of the mundane and sometimes even the impure, we've entered all kinds of midbars, all kinds of wildernesses. And yet what do? We go out into the wilderness, we find God in that place. We once again go into the realm of the holy. Each time we start again, we begin again. That's Chesed Nurayich. And the Mittler Rebbe says that Hashem loves that more than any level we ever attain. Listen to this. The fact that each time when we start again to serve God, that is more precious God's eyes. That Chesed Nurayich, that Yetzias Mitzrayim, that starting again, going out of Egypt again, going into the desert again, serving Hashem, finding in the desert again. That we do that each time, the Mittler Rebbe says, is more precious in God's eyes than any levels we attain later on. Any levels we come to later on. Of course, we need to go and try to attain higher levels. But the initial going after God, the Mittler Rebbe says, is most precious in God's eyes. And that individual level reflects just like it is in a national level. The prophet Yirmiyah is saying that God remembers Chesed Nurayich more than the days of King David and King Solomon. When we had the Beis HaMikdash, we had the temple, the Jewish people reached a tremendously high level when there was the temple in Jerusalem. And yet Hashem says, Achartel Chesed Nurayich, I remember on a national level what was most precious, God says, was Yetzias Mitzrayim, when you came out after me into the desert, when you began as a nation. So the Mittler Rebbe says the same thing on an individual level. Each time you're fit again, begin again. Each time you start again, that's most precious in Hashem's eyes. Like Reb Nachman of Breslov said, that the Ikar Avodah, the most important thing, is to always begin again, no matter if it's 1, 10, 100 times a day. Each time you start again serving Hashem, and you don't think about the past, and you go after Hashem, no matter what you did, no matter where you've fallen into, going out again after Hashem, begin again. But the Mittler Rebbe explains, Reb Nachman says that, but the Mittler Rebbe explains in a deeper level, but why is that? What's the Chabad, what's the understanding of why the Chesed Nurayich, why the starting again each time is the most significant in God's eyes? In other words, the Mittlereb explains it's not just that pragmatically for us we could know that no matter what, we could always start again. We shouldn't be distraught and confused and just forget about the past and have the excitement of starting again. It's not just about pragmatism. No, in the deepest way, each time we start again is the most precious in God's eyes. Why? Why is that better than all the attainments and levels and the exalted statures that we reach in adulthood? Because it shows what the essence of the soul is. Our ability to always start again is because our soul is essentially one with the source of all starts, which is God. The source of all beginnings is God. And each time we start again is the chidush benefesh, the essence of our soul is partaking in its essential nature, which is God. It's the soul expressing its godly nature to always be able to create itself from new. No matter what narratives, no matter what boxes we've made in our lives, we could always be Yetzias Mitzrayim, have Chesed Nurayich, be born again and start from new. That shows that our soul comes from God, the source of all starts. And the Mittler Rebbe says that each time we do that, we're like a ger, we're like a convert. That a convert, the moment the convert converts, there is a revelation that the essence of their soul is one with God. And each time we start again, that happens as well. So no matter how low you feel about yourself, no matter how dirty and despicable and useless and whatever other names we give ourselves, that moment that you're able to go out of Egypt and run into the desert again, you're able to leave Egypt and become a youth, become born again, and start again to serve Hashem, you've now revealed that your soul is essentially one with God, and you too could create worlds, your world, yourself. Each time we fall and fail is an opportunity to reveal what we really are, which is being essentially one with God.